Open your Bibles with me to 1 Peter chapter 3, the very back of your Bible, the latter part of the New Testament. We are in week 15 of our sermon series through 1 Peter, Peter's first letter that he gives to the elect exiles. And he's writing about us grounding ourselves in our exile in a living hope for God's elect exiles, encouraging, reminding, and exhorting, giving us instruction as to how to keep our feet on the ground, to make the most of this time and space that God has us in, this mission he's called us to, while holding fast to our living hope that we have in the living God forever and ever. We are going to pick it up today in the aftermath of Holy Week. What an amazing week of celebration. The life and death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We finished with chapter 2, verse 25. So today we start with chapter 3, verse 1. I had the privilege of being at the altar last night for the Fitzpatricks and the Mosleys, who are both families in our church. Their son and daughter got married. That's kind of a cool thing when two families within a church have their two kids marry each other. What an amazing thing. And to get to share that time with Alan, to see Alan grow in his faith as one of our disciples and share the living word. And he shared this text with his daughter and future son-in-law moments away from becoming his son-in-law. And it was just a powerful thing to hear the word of God instructing our young ones, instructing our marriages in this exile time. And so I want to read this text, and then I want to share why I believe this text is good for all of us, even if you're not a wife. Okay? So let me read it. Let's read it together. 1 Peter chapter 3. Likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives, when they see your respectful and pure conduct. Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair, the putting on of gold jewelry, or the clothing you wear, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. For this is how the holy women who hoped in God used to adorn themselves, by submitting to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. And you are her children if you do good and do not fear anything that is frightening. The word of our Lord. Let me tell you that this message is an important one for all of us. It's not just a word for wives, as it is mainly single women. It's a word for you. Do you know who you're preparing to be if God calls you to be a wife? Do you know what that looks like? Widows, do you know what God wants you to teach and to point them to within the word? Younger women, who God has called to be wives. Single men, do you know who you're praying for, preparing for, of what it looks like to be a godly wife? Husbands, do you know how to pray and build up your wife in Christ? Dads, do you know how to pray and build up your daughters in Christ? You know, the word we're going to focus today and next week on the wife and the husband. We're going to focus on marriage. But I want to remind us that the living word of God lifts up singleness as well. Both are a high call of God. Marriage is not a greater place to be. If that's God's call in your life, then that's what he has for you to do. But for many, Paul makes it clear that a life of singleness is a great thing to be desired, even for the sake of the ministry and the exile that we're in, for the sake of making much of Christ in this time. And so, while we are going to be focusing on marriage a lot in the coming weeks, I want to make sure that we're also lifting up and celebrating singleness as well, and what God wants to do through our singles. Everyone can glean something important from today's word. And so, let's pray as we jump into God's word. Father God, I thank you for this time. I thank you for this space that you've created. I thank you that we, the church, are desiring to be submissive to your word. We're not wanting to be passive over things that may seem culturally controversial, to appease itching ears, to make people who might be upset at certain things be bypassed or appeased. But no, God, we trust that you are the living God and you have assigned and given us your living word that we would boldly preach it, hear it, and live it. That we would submit ourselves to the authority of your word this morning. If there's sin in our hearts or lives that is in opposition to these things, God, that we would be submissive to what you have called us to be and to do, and that we would begin a new path of repentance unto living out these things for your glory and for making the most of this exile time that you have us in. Father, I'm excited about the things you're doing in the life of our church. Continue to work mightily in and through us. Father, I need you to give me energy this morning. As you know, I've been fighting a cold. I've been down on energy. My body is achy and congested. But God, you are able to press through me this word you have for us today. And so God, I pray that I would simply be your vessel and that you would work a mighty work here today in our church and those who are with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Grab your sermon note outline in your bulletin there, and I pray that you would take notes this morning. We gather as a church throughout the week in groups to further discuss what we're studying on Sunday morning. I pray you would come and join one of those. Check them out if for the first time you're kind of newer, or maybe you just have continued to find reason to not be involved in the church at that level. Man, that we would know each other, dig into God's word, and be praying and in the trenches together. And I pray that this time would be a catalyst for your further growth, study, questions, throughout the week, and we would really feast on God's word this week. A big passage we have before us. The first section I have titled there is Hope in God, a Wife's Foundation. Look with me at verse 5. I believe here in verse 5, we find a good synopsis of everything that Peter is trying to say in this section of his instruction. For this is how the holy women who hoped in God used to adore